What's up, man? All right, guys. So I'm out here in San Rafael. It's like 25 kilometers away from Guatapé. 25 kilometers for you guys in America, that's like what? 10, 11 miles, something like that. So, as you guys know, I'm a big fan of like waterfalls and cold water. And where I am at, guys, San Rafael, it's not known to tourists. Tourists really don't come out here unless they are willing to, like, you know, do some research. So this is not a tourist location. However, it is very, very good for coming out here, enjoying clear water. As you guys can see, the water is absolutely clear. Mainly, it's locals out here, guys. Very, very nice scenery. The water is not super cold. You know, it's not warm by any stretch of the imagination, but it's not like cold, like smoky, like, you know, smoky canyon cold. If you guys remember, I was in the Smoky Mountains, that was cold. So the water here on a scale of 1 to 10 in coldness, it's not even a 5. I'd probably say a 4. You know, and the good thing about Colombia, guys, is because we're close to the equator, the temperature stays the same year round. So what that usually means, guys, is that whether you come here in June, July, or you come here in December, January, it's pretty much gonna be the same temperature. As you guys can see over there, I think they have a farm up there. I see a horse or a cow up there somewhere, guys. So this is why you guys out there, you guys gotta come to Colombia, man. So many foreigners coming to Colombia. They're coming to Colombia from as far away as Norway, right? We got Norway in the house. You wanna be on camera for a second? You wanna say hi to the people on social media?
Yeah, sure.
All right, this is this is my good friend Howard over here. Oh, I almost drowned there for a second, guys.
Stay alive, buddy.
Yeah, stay alive, right? Don't drown in 4 feet of water. So that's my good friend, Howard. I met him on the bus trip over here. He's a software engineer, guys. So if any of you guys out there are looking for a guy who's like a lot smarter than me in computers, that will be our good friend, Howard, over there. Hey, William, you want to get on camera and talk a little bit about your business?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys, this is my good friend, William, from Texas.
Nice to meet you, everybody.
Yeah. He's anti-woke culture, guys, so you know he's a good person. He's automatically on our side. He's working on a software business to business. Sounds very, very promising. You want to tell him a little bit about your business? What does it do?
Yeah, it's SaaS AI sales software for businesses that have a sales force. So if you manage the sales force, we make it a whole lot faster for your sales reps to generate deals and increase your revenue. So I'm a technology salesperson, technology entrepreneur, business leader in the software technology field, investor, philanthropist. So the name of the company is Flow. We're based in Austin, Texas, and we're a cloud-native company.
So can you tell us what kind of businesses would like benefit from you? Like a restaurant? I don't know. What type of business?
Our main target customers are software businesses that have a sales force. So if you manage the sales force yourself, we have a sales force that engages in, you know, outbound sales, I would say, you know, business to business. If you guys have a CRM system, so that really any software-based business that has a sales force.
So if you're doing business with another business, I mean, can you like give us an example of what type of business would be dealing with another business that would be your target business?
So like, for example, Salesforce, they're both a software company and a CRM system. So we have this open platform strategy where we integrate with as many sales tool stacks as possible out there in the market. So if you guys use any sort of like sales tool stacks, like, you know, a CRM system, lead source databases, sequencing tools, communications tools, any sort of ad hoc tools that make it easier for you guys in terms of your sales processes. We integrate with all of those. Basically, our whole entire goal is to maximize the productivity day-to-day for sales reps.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys have sales reps, dramatically reducing the amount of time that they waste throughout the day so that they can focus on the value-added activities, using AI to replace a lot of the manual work. So,
and you said something about machine learning too, right?
Yeah, we incorporate a whole bunch of technologies that are proprietary, like AI, ML models, natural language processing, web scraping, combination, in conjunction with other, because it's all fragmented right now.
Okay.
In terms of the sales tool stacks that are out there. So we essentially unify all of that with unified access.
Okay, sounds super duper promising. How do people get in touch with you? You want me to leave them the info in the comment section or?
Yeah, flowai.tech is the name of the website. Flowai.tech.
Dot tech?
FLOWAI.tech.
Okay, flowai.tech. Okay, I'm going to leave that in the comment section, guys. If you want to reach out, your name is William, right?
Yeah, William.
William, guys, he's like the founder of the company. So if anybody knows what he's talking about, I know it's a lot of brain power. I'm still stuck back in 2000. So if any of you guys find his business offering good, give him a call, man. He's a really good person. Even though I met him a couple hours ago on the bus.
Amen.
Really, really good person. So,
amen.
Yeah, amen, right? So anyway, guys, that's what I'm telling you. Colombia is beautiful. Everybody's moving out here. It's hella cheap to live. You guys been seeing me on Instagram all day telling you can eat like a king for like $8. I have not cooked here in Medellin. It's so freaking cheap. It's not even worth it for me to go find the food, go back to the house, cook. I just go to a restaurant, $8-$9, I eat like a king, and you know, my day is over. And one last thing, guys, Medellin is safe. Colombia in general is safe. The only reason it's not safe is because a lot of you people out there, you do dumb stuff, okay? Don't do what the passport bros do, guys. You know what the passport bros do. Anyway, guys, so just to end off, I'm at a waterfall. You guys saw the waterfall all over there, guys. Very nice. You can hear the waterfall. The water on a scale of 1 to 10, it's like maybe a 4 or a 5. On a scale of 1 to 10 in coldness. You're not gonna drown unless you're like, you know, Yogi Obes short or, you know, Coach Bitchpill retarded. You know, you're not gonna drown. So, yeah, it's by San Rafael. I'll probably get the name. Hey, William, what's the name of this place?
San Rafael.
Well, what's the name of this particular place we're at? You don't know? Okay. So we're in San Rafael, guys. You can go online, type in San Rafael waterfall or something. This will pop up. But yeah, guys, I'll be talking to you later. All right, guys? Peace.